The greatest luxury adventures on earth. Abercrombie & Kent. Robot building supplies. Robots got it. On SEN, Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Always love having your calls. 1300 736 736 is the number. The open line for Werribee Kia. Top dollar paid for all trade-ins at Werribee Kia. 1300 736 736. Quite a few coming through on the speckle text as well. 0433 98 11 16 is the speckle text number. Speckle cash loans up to $2,000 paid fast. But quite a few coming through on whether the AFL should fire up this Thursday or not. Some saying they should, some saying they shouldn't. And that's been the big divisive topic of the day. Gerard Whateley thinks they shouldn't play. And at the moment, given the government and medical advice, I think the AFL should go ahead. But if the medical advice changes and the government advice changes and the players say today, and they're meeting right now, that they don't want to play, then obviously you don't play. But as I said, the government says it's okay for kids to go to school and the schools to run, then, and they should stay open, then the schools should stay open. And if in 5 minutes' time they say schools should close, well, schools close, same as restaurants and bars and cafes. And I'm pretty much the same with the AFL season and the competitions like the rugby league and the soccer. If it's legal to play, if the medical advice from the government is that it's okay to play these sports and it's not endangering the public by playing them behind closed doors and to lock out no crowd stadiums like the basketball was on the weekend when I was lucky enough to broadcast a couple of NBL grand final games, then why not go ahead? But going to be a big decision in the next couple of hours for the players to make as to whether they want to play or not. And as soon as we get some sort of understanding as to what their resolution is after their get together, their link up today, we'll bring that to you as soon as possible. 1300 736 736, and the speckle text as well. Completely irresponsible one on the speckle text for the AFL NRL to play this weekend. And another one saying, we don't want replays, we want live footy. So stop telling us otherwise on the topic earlier on about what replay of what classic game would you like on Fox Footy if there was no live footy this weekend. Another coming through from Tim in Adelaide. Any game where North beat Port, ha-ha, as if you would suggest that, Tim in Adelaide. Another one coming through. If the AFL took your advice and scrapped the pre-season, we'd already be playing and wouldn't have this problem. Well, the AFLW is playing, but will they shorten their season? Daniel Harford has been good enough to join us. Carlton AFLW coach, welcome to you, Half. Great to have you on the program.
Good on you, Dwayne. Nice to chat.
What are you hearing? What's the latest? Are you in touch with the players get together, and are the AFLW players sort of getting some feedback or adding their own feedback to the AFL players during this link up today?
Yeah, well, I'm not involved in the conversation, so it's a player driven conversation. So the girls will get to have their say, like the boys will in the phone hook up tonight. I'm none the wiser as to what it looks like going forward for us or for the AFL. So at this stage, it's business as usual for us until such time as we're informed otherwise.
And how hard is that as a coach, coaching for business as usual when, you know, you've no doubt got your players, a lot of them younger players that need some advice from a wiser head like yourself as to what's happening and you don't know? How do you cope with that given you've just got to plough on as if there's a game coming up as scheduled?
Yeah, and I think that's the motto. That's how you do it, Dwayne. You just play out on. You just keep rolling. Follow the bouncing balls, they say in the classics, until such time as it changes. And that's been our sort of outlook for the weekend just gone, that we weren't quite sure whether or not we'd be flying on Friday, because some of the conversations that were going around, whether or not we'd play once we got to Alice Springs, or how many times we'll play after that. Like, so my sort of discussion with the girls was, let's just enjoy it. I mean, where else would you rather be playing Australian rules footy in the centre of the country? It was magnificent fun, and we get to do it. We get to be a part of a great game until such time as it's taken away, and purely there are, if that happens, it's great reasons to do so from a health perspective. But let's just enjoy it while we can. Let's just go about our business until such time as we're told otherwise. It's a pretty simple message, I reckon.
Yeah, no doubt. And I was talking about the fact that I think, given the parameters we're currently under, that the Thursday night's round one season opener should go ahead. But there are those that are, you know, calling up and telling me via text. And, you know, Gerard Whateley was one of these who thinks that it shouldn't go ahead. And one of the parameters is that players might be tackling other players that do have the virus and don't know about it. But you kind of just have to play without having that into your mind, in essence, and trust the judgment of players that they wouldn't be playing if they thought they were ill.
Yeah, and look, we're all under the advice of the club doctors, the AFL doctors, the government health officials. And as you rightly said in the intro, from my perspective anyway, they're pretty comfortable to this point anyway, that it's not not that drastic where it has to be, we have to stop the game completely. So, I mean, we're not experts. We've got to be guided by the experts. And if they're saying that for the moment, then it's okay, then I think we just have to trust them on face value. There's no way in the climate that we currently live in that government officials and medical staff would ever let anyone put themselves in a position like this for a pandemic situation where you're going to make yourself really vulnerable, really sick, and who knows what that means. There's no way that would happen. So you've just got to trust the people in power and let them do their jobs.
Was the bigger worry the travel, being on an aeroplane? Because we hear about this, you know, 1.5 metre of distance, but you don't have that on an aeroplane. And we're talking earlier on about the AFL maybe chartering flights from Virgin to allow the AFL boys to travel as a unit together without the general public. How do the girls feel about travelling on domestic planes?
Yeah, well, no, I think there's been a lot of contact with Virgin, who's the AFLW carrier, to make sure that the plane was absolutely sanitised and disinfected and all that sort of stuff. And the hotel staff, the hotel's the same as well. So there's been a lot of conversations that, from an occupational health and safety sort of perspective, to make sure that the flying was okay. The hotels were great. There was no concern from the girls about flying. I mean, once we'd been given the all clear to go, we had Melbourne with us on the plane, to Alison on the way back, so we're all sort of in there together. It was basically a chartered flight, in essence. It was, once we're given the all clear, we just rolled with it, because it's probably the safest place to be. Some of the officials we spoke to or spoke to the club said it's probably the safest place to be.
And one last one on this. We see the Scott Pendlebury situation where he's stayed home with cold or flu-like symptoms, as it's been reported, but that's no different to normal. We can look at this as, you know, a really worrying situation, or we can look at it and say, well, this has been happening for years. That's the advice anyway, isn't it? To, if you've got a flu, not to come to training, and that's just a normal parameter?
Yeah, absolutely. That's been a rule, certainly in my time in coaching and playing, well, in the last 5 years anyway, that if you are a crook, you just stay home. Got no interest in infecting anyone with any sort of sickness and illness, particularly through midway through a season. So, yep, that, who knows what it means for Scotty, but the rules are if you're crook, you've got a flu, you're feeling rough in the guts, stay away, we don't want it. So, yeah, who knows what it means, but it's certainly not unusual behaviour from clubs to keep players out on those occasions.
And segregation from the boys, how's the segregation and the gym use of the club?
Yeah, we're pretty lucky, Dwayne, that we've got our own setup underneath one of the grandstands. So we can have our own little world. It's a bit of a cave. There's not a lot of natural light flowing through, but it's ours, and it's got the gym, and it's got the ice baths and the showers and the locker rooms and the coaches' rooms. So we can actually be quite self-contained in our setup there at Icon Park and have no issues and no interaction with the football department, the admin at all. So it actually works okay from our perspective, and the boys can do similarly if they quarantine themselves into a section of their building over across the road.
You and I like watching people and the way they go about their business. And Taylor Harris is an interesting study for me. She seems like a person of incredible character.
She's an amazing young woman, Dwayne. She's 22 years of age. And I keep saying this every time I talk about her because I want people to understand that that's all she is. She's just a girl, effectively. A young woman who's just trying to find herself in a place in the world. And she's done remarkable things. She's had really unusual and remarkable circumstances hit her life, particularly in the last couple of years with what's happened. But she is a committed athlete. She's clearly an outstanding athlete, which is helpful. And on the weekend, I'm not sure how much of the game you saw, Dwayne, but I reckon she had a hand in five of our goals. She kicked one herself and had a hand in direct hand in five of our goals. And she's committed to being a Carlton person forever, I think. And we are wrapped with the way she goes about it. She's really growing and maturing in front of our eyes, and I love it.
And how does it go for a coach who sees one of their combatants boxing in their spare time?
Yeah, well, my theory is it's probably safer than playing footy a lot, boxing, because she's got a big long reach. She's got two gloves where she can do some damage on the opposition as well. And I reckon it's probably safer than running around playing footy to a degree, because who knows what happens on a footy field. We're seeing a high injury rate with the girls in footy, unfortunately. And concussions and all that sort of stuff. But Taylor doesn't seem to have any of those issues playing. Do you play boxing? I don't know. Do you just box? I'm not quite sure. She doesn't have any of those issues, so I'm okay with the boxing, I must admit.
Only young, but yet has become a bit of a leader for women in this competition and for sportswomen in general.
Yeah, she has, and that's on the back of some of the things she's had to endure throughout her last couple of years, and I don't think anyone would wish it upon anyone in their life to be able to have to go through that, and particularly at a young age. But she's a very strong-minded woman. She knows exactly what she wants, and she's not afraid to go and get it. And if that means that the situation where she's going to call people out for unacceptable behaviour, she'll do it. She's got no worries about that. She's super impressive, mate. I don't know how much time you've ever spent with her or spoken to her, but she's a beauty.
And your own situation, you've seen the improvement this year in your own troops and the competition in general, where the improvement curve, what would you say it's, in terms of a standard, gotten better by this season, do you think, AFLW competition?
It's significant. It is significant. The ability to get the ball from back to front with precision and speed has transformed the game. Now, coaches like us are going to try and stop that, of course, and try and get defensive on it, but it is so good to watch the ability of all the players to get the ball from deep in the back line to deep in the forward line with real flow and efficiency and using the skills and space and run and carry and all the stuff we've talked about in men's footy for years. We're seeing that now just through time in the game. And I've heard you talk about ball-in-hand hours a lot with the AFLW, and I couldn't agree more with you that the longer we get them, the more we get access to them, the exponential growth is going to be just beautiful to watch.
Although they're getting so good at their kicking and hitting the 30-metre pass that kick-mark game is going to be favoured because there is so much space on a big ground for players who can hit a 30-metre kick.
Yeah, but you see the good teams this year, and that's sort of not what's happening. I mean, North Melbourne are really good at getting great flow in their game. Melbourne are very good at it. Collingwood, Fremantle, they're teams that will use the short kick to create the overlap. So it's that 25-30-metre kick to get someone into the next position to get the overlap handball, and then they get their real run and carry game going. So I think what you'll see is that 25-30-metre kick is really, really important, not so much to hold possession, but to create the real flow and speed of ball movement.
So do you think that'll happen in the AFL as well? Instead of kick, hold, it'll be kick to someone who just takes off as soon as they get it and trust themselves to be able to take off and be a bit haphazard and make up their next decision on the run?
A little bit of chaos ball, do you reckon, Dwayne?
I like it.
I know you like a bit of chaos ball. I reckon there's a bit to it. And you look at Richmond and the way that they've played footy. It's a really dynamic game in the last couple of years. You can go back to the Bulldogs when they were really successful a couple of years ago. It was really ballistic, KB used to call it. I think it's a really dynamic way to play and hard to defend. With the men, it's a little bit different because there's four more players on the field. And we know that they sort of are more congested towards the ball, the area of the ball. So it's a little bit more difficult to do that with great efficiency, and they're so good at the defensive mechanism. So I would love to see the men start to make that part of their modus operandi in footy. I think the fans would love to see that too.
Conference system, do you like it?
Well, I think at the moment with 14 teams in an 8-week home and away season, I think it's the only way you can do it efficiently. Like, ideally, in the perfect world, we all play each other once or whatever that looks like. But when you've only got 8 weeks to do it, I think the conference system is the only outcome you can get that's going to give you a reasonable result.
And you're second in your conference, so you want this season to go through to its entirety, no doubt.
Oh, we just want to play footy, Dwayne, yeah. But we'll be guided by all the information from the officials. But the girls play footy because they love playing footy, and we're all involved in footy to be out there on the weekend playing games. That's what we love about it. As fans, as players, as administrators, coaches, we love the actual contest. Training is pretty boring, as you and I well know. Too much training. That's no good for anyone. We want to play. We want to watch the action. We want to be a part of the action. So, yeah, we'd love the season to continue, but who knows what it looks like, and we'll just let the cobblers cobble, as Ross once said, and
nice
see
work.
What happens.
I like it. Daniel Harford, Carlton AFLW coach. Always good to have you on, Daniel, so I can pick your brain. Thanks for your time.
Good on you, buddy. Anytime.
Daniel Harford, the one and only, giving us a little bit of his halftime magic. 1-300-736-736, the open line, thanks to Werribee Gear. Heading back to your calls. In fact, James in Preston is on the line now. Sam Edmund is about to join me, SEN's news guru, who's been breaking stories for the last couple of weeks, and get him in the studio in the next couple of minutes as well to give us an update on what's happening in the NRL and other sports that has evolved in the last hour. But James in Preston before that, welcome to you, James.
Good afternoon, Dwayne. Yeah, look, if public transport's running as usual, shopping centres running as usual, everything else, cafes, bars all open, I mean, I can't understand how a lot of the players don't want to play to a closed house. I mean, it actually helps people's mental health in these issues. They've got something to take their mind off all the panic.
No, I think the interesting part is that rugby league's decided to continue, soccer's decided to continue, basketball in this country obviously has decided to continue. They've they're in the middle of the NBL of a best of five grand final series, and game four, they're all headed back to Perth for game four, and they'll be headed back to Sydney for game five if game five's required. And the Olympics, we're hearing, is going ahead. So it's all still happening. Even MMA is happening behind closed doors. No crowd, but you're allowed to grapple someone and drag them to the ground and wrestle them still. So they don't fear for their safety, even though that's a sport where you'd always fear for your safety.